Tobit, Chapter 8. When they had finished their supper, they brought Tobias into her. But as he went, he remembered the words of Raphael, and took the ashes of the incense, and put the heart and the liver of the fish on them, and made smoke with them. When the demon smelled that smell, it fled into the uppermost parts of Egypt, and the angel bound him. But after they were both shut in together, Tobias rose up from the bed, and said, "Sister, arise, and let's pray that the Lord may have mercy on us." And Tobias began to say, "Blessed are you, O God of our fathers, and blessed is your holy and glorious name forever. Let the heavens bless you, and all your creatures. You made Adam, and gave him Eve his wife for a helper and support. From them came the seed of men. You said, 'It is not good that the man should be alone. Let's make him a helper like him.' And now, O Lord, I take not this my sister for lust, but in truth. Command that I may find mercy and grow old with her." She said with him, "Amen." And they both slept that night. Raguel arose, and went and dug a grave, saying, "Lest he also should die." And Raguel came into his house, and said to Edna his wife, "Send one of the maidservants, and let them see if he is alive. If not, we will bury him, and no man will know it." So the maidservant opened the door, and went in, and found them both sleeping, and came out, and told them that he was alive. Then Raguel blessed God, saying, "Blessed are you, O God, with all pure and holy blessing. Let your saints bless you, and all your creatures. Let all your angels and your elect bless you forever. Blessed are you, because you have made me glad, and it has not happened to me as I suspected, but you have dealt with us according to your great mercy. Blessed are you, because you have had mercy on two that were the only begotten children of their parents. Show them mercy, O Lord. Fulfill their life in health with gladness and mercy." He commanded his servants to fill the grave. He kept the wedding feast for them 14 days. Before the days of the wedding feast were finished, Raguel sware to him, that he should not depart till the 14 days of the wedding feast were fulfilled, and that then he should take half of his goods, and go in safety to his father, and the rest, said he, "when my wife and I die."